Document drama widens. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with the revelation that former Vice President Mike Pence discovered a small number of documents with classified markings at his home in Indiana last week in boxes that had been packed for him when he left office. Mr. Pence turned the documents over to the FBI.
The chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer of Kentucky, said in a statement the former vice president's transparency stands in stark contrast to Biden White House staff who continue to withhold information from Congress and the American people.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he believes the documents marked classified that ended up at the Biden office associated with the University of Pennsylvania were likely at the president's home at one time.
A bunch of documents were moved to the center at the university. These documents apparently were not. So at some point, somebody had to go through these boxes to decide what goes to the center and what doesn't go to the center.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre again declining to answer questions about the documents. President Biden insisting he will not negotiate with House Republicans on raising the federal debt limit reached last week. The GOP leader in the Senate says that's a problem.
Any solution to raising the debt limit rests with talks between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says.
So I think it's entirely reasonable for the new speaker and his team to put spending reduction on the table.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insists the debt limit should be raised without conditions. President Biden says he does plan to meet with McCarthy about reducing the debt and deficit.
But as Fox's Jared Halperin reports, so far that meeting hasn't been scheduled. An announcement is expected today from the administration that the U.S. will send some M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to help fight Russian invaders. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Street. In South Carolina, a jury could be seated as early as today to hear the murder trial of former attorney Alex Murdaugh.
After asking potential Colleton County jurors about their bias, the judge narrowed the pool down to about 120 people. Tuesday, both sides argued over what sort of evidence can be allowed in, with a big focus on former attorney Alex Murdaugh's financial troubles and whether prosecutors can highlight evidence he was stealing millions as part of his motive to kill his wife Maggie and son Paul. Judge Clifton Newman declined to rule on that for now.
That's why we have testimony, and judges are to rule not based on lawyers' arguments, but based on evidence.
The judge did agree prosecutors could call a ballistics expert whom Murdaugh's attorneys had argued against. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is standing by embattled freshman New York Republican Congressman George Santos amid revelations that he'd lied about his education and experience during last year's campaign.
Because his constituents voted for him. I do not have the power, simply because if I disagree with somebody or what they have said, that I remove him from elected office.
There have been numerous calls for Santos' resignation, which he has declined. Speaker McCarthy will not permit Democrats Adam Schiff or Eric Swalwell to sit on the House Intelligence Committee in this Congress, saying Schiff, the former committee chair, lied about Russian collusion and that Swalwell had an inappropriate relationship with a woman who turned out to be a Chinese spy. Senators grilled Ticketmaster yesterday about its breakdown last year during an online sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets. Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee debated possible solutions, including making tickets non-transferable to stop scalping and more transparency in ticket service fees. Major League Baseball writers have elected one former player to the Hall of Fame this year. Third baseman Scott Rowland was a 7-time All-Star and 8-time Gold Glove winner in a 16-year career with the Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and Reds. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.